SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Elmer.
Good morning, Sir Ronald.
Elmer, ikaw ay nasa Pilipinas sa kasalukuyan, no? Sa dalawang dahilan. Una, ginagawa mo yung katatapos mo lang gawin yung taunang mong outreach program, no? Para sa itinutulong mo sa mga kabataan na maglaro ng football. At ikaw ay bahagi rin ngayon bilang inspirational speaker ng Philippine Football for Peace. Pag-usapan natin itong Philippine Football for Peace. Ano ba ito?
Ito ay sa ilalim ng organisasyon ng mga Marines, which is been organized by Colonel Kabangged and Rocky Magtalon. So, at saka isa dito si Master Sergeant Libya, dati kong kalaban sa football about 40 years ago. So, when they heard na nandito ako sa Pilipinas, they want me to involve with it. To inspire these kids na mga Muslim, anak ng Muslim, and we have to pick them up with C-130 and house them here for a week sa Manila. So that instead of holding the gun, we'll give them a soccer ball. And these kids, they are very excited to be here by next week.
Ilang mga kabataan yung pinag-usapan natin? Ilan yung dinadala nila na...
Almost about 200 kids from different remote area. Sa like Sulu, Marawi. And it was very interesting that maybe we can change this kid's life through football. Hopefully, I can help them as well.
So, taon-taon niyang ginagawa itong Philippine Football for Peace?
Yeah, once a year, they gather all these kids.
Pang ilan taon na ito ngayon? Pang ilan taon na itong...
This is the seventh year.
Seventh year. Okay. Yung mga nakatanggap ng yung mga naging participant nung itong programa ito nung unang taon, nagpo-football pa rin ba sila? Meron kayong mga follow-up balita kung nakailigan mo nila mag-football o ano?
Actually, they go back sa school. Tapos they follow up kung ano yung progress. Because every year we have to bring different kids. It's not just one place. Para ma-spread mo yung project. So every year nag-a-choose sila sa mga bata na dalgon din sa Manila. And it's one of the biggest project helping kids through football.
Okay.
So, and hopefully the government will support this one.
So gaano sila katagal sa Manila at saan-saan nyo sila dinadala? Yes.
It start with on the 23rd, from April to May 1. So it's almost 9 days.
Sa Manila, yan. Okay.
They visit the museum in Air Force, museum in Santa, where is that? Sa May Quiapo. And they go to the mall. And maybe, hopefully, we'll visit the Malacanang.
Ang kapalit niyan, binibigyan sila ng bola pa. Pagkatapos na sila may pasyal dito sa Manila and everything. Binibigyan sila ng football.
Ganyan. May dala silang uniforme, kabola. So for me, I bring some balls to inspire them. If they are good enough, they can have the prize soccer ball or shoes. This is a little thing that can change something.
Pero pagdating sa Manila, naglalaro rin sila ng football. Dinadala rin sila sa mga football field.
Oh, it's a one-day competition. It will start from 6 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And after that, may mga bats na ipasyal sa mall.
Okay.
And
that's good.
Ipasyal sa museum. So it's very interesting project.
And first time mo ma-involve dito?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Okay. Ngayon, yes, pag-usapan naman natin yung taon-taong mong outreach training program para sa mga kabataan din. So, nasa anong stage ka na ngayon?
Nasa stage ng from Mindanao because I want to go around. Last year, I was in Dinsan. Senator Pacquiao helped me to reach his place to spread this beautiful game. Sana hindi lang basketball at saka boxing yung mahiligan kasi... We try to bring the game to Jinshan, and they are really enjoy the beautiful game. So far, looking forward siguro to go back there and Gobernador Tuto Magunda Dato invite me for the indigenous people to go to Mindanao to teach about 300 kids there, which is a good feeling.
So, ikaw talaga nakikilala na Elmer na Mr. Football. Kasi dito sa Brisbane, sa Queensland, hindi lang trabaho. Nagko-coach ka sa mga kabataan.
At the meantime, may dalawa akong Pilipino na dinala dito sa Pilipinas para to pursue the football career. Pinasok ko sa mga eskwelahan dito. Which is, that's the only thing that I can help the sport that give me life. So, maganda naman yung feeling.
Okay. So, successful yung outreach program mo ngayon? Sa...
At the moment, I got so far pang tatlo ko na outreach ito sa since I came, one in Talisay, one in Barukat, and one in Calibo. And one of my son who's playing last year for Ilocos, he was involved with this as well as young ambassador of the indigenous people here in the Philippines. And he grew up in Australia.
Okay.
So far, he's the one that do some project that I can reach, helping to organize. And I have some, one of the director of indigenous in heart of people.
Yes.
Like an initiative, it goes to the Katiklan, there's about like 120 kids there, and we reach them by kicking the ball.
Okay. At Elmer, bago tayo magtapos, marami pa tayong pagkakataon mag-usap. Ikaw ay magiging bahagi rin natin dito sa programang Filipino sa pagko-cover ng World Cup ngayong 2018 sa Russia. Alam ko sinusundo mo pa yung mga pandaigdigang laro. So,
I was excited with this new challenge in life.
Yeah, okay.
So thanks for that opportunity and very thanks for SBS be part of this coming World Cup. And I know there's about a billion of people gonna watch this and very exciting event. And looking forward to be part of that event. So thank you and God bless all from Mr. Football.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Elmer, sa katang mag-usap. Thank you.
Okay.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.